This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Black Hills Energy is slowly restoring natural gas service in Aspen after authorities say someone likely vandalized the system. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The utility first learned about the gas problem Saturday. Employees and police found evidence of tampering at three separate locations. One had Earth First scrawled on a pipe, a possible reference to a radical environmental group with roots in the western U.S. But the organization hasn't taken responsibility or responded to requests for comment. The FBI is now helping local law enforcement investigate. Meanwhile, Black Hills has repressurized the system and is working one by one to restore service to about 3,500 customers. A spokesperson said about half those customers should have heat and hot water again by this evening. Full restoration could take days. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Travel through the Denver airport Christmas week was down by about half from last year for about 300,000 passengers. DIA spokeswoman Alex Renteria.
It's been such a whirlwind of passenger traffic. We think over the year 2020 will be down around 50 to 60% in total. So seeing that 46% difference in passenger traffic is expected.
Renteria says they offer several options to passengers who aren't comfortable riding potentially crowded trains to airport concourses during the pandemic. CU Buffs take on Texas in the Alamo Bowl at this hour in their first postseason game in 4 years. The Buffs haven't won a bowl game since 2004. This is CPR News.